Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, today is Bloomsday, as we mentioned earlier on. We will be talking about that later on, but it's also HIV Awareness Day because, sadly, it hasn't gone away. There is an increase in HIV diagnosis in Ireland, but among women. Anne Piercy is Mobile Testing Coordinator at HIV Ireland. Good afternoon, Anne.
Good afternoon.
Is it a dramatic increase?
I wouldn't say that it's a dramatic increase, but I think maybe because of the influx of migrants coming into the country, and also maybe the lack of education, the lack of talk amongst people with regards to HIV.
Yeah, okay. And so in a lot of instances, they wouldn't know they'd contracted HIV.
No, in a lot of instances, they wouldn't know unless they test.
Yeah.
So the only way to test is the only way to know is by testing, because a lot of people, you know, they have this perspective of saying that, you know, when you see someone who is skinny and maybe they're not looking well, that means they have HIV. HIV can present itself in different ways. It's the immune system which is depleting. Mm. That means the person is prone to infections. Therefore, a person can have flu, they can have a cold, they can have headache, they can be tired, fatigue. That all encompasses, it's all
what
kind
could
of
be
like
going
a,
on
yes,
with them.
What, yeah. What could be going on with
yeah.
them?
No, but I mean by saying they don't know it is yeah. that they probably don't realize there's anything wrong at all.
Yes, they yeah. wouldn't know. So HIV would be a person would feel very sick at the beginning of the infection. And then in between, let's say 1 to 10 years, there's an up and down. Kind of like the person will be sick and then the person will be okay, but they will live a normal, just, you know, like everybody else. But it's the last actually 3 maybe to 5 years that the person becomes very sick because the viral load is very high.
Yeah.
And the immune system has gone down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you said there is an increase among women. Is that mostly migrant women?
There's an increase in, I wouldn't say that there's really a big increase of HIV as in recent diagnosis. Mm. There would be an increase of HIV amongst, yes, migrants, because yeah. they're coming from somewhere else and coming into Ireland. But also when they come into Ireland, they already know their status. And what they do is they straight away go and present themselves to any STI clinic or to a hospital where they will continue their treatment.
Yeah. yeah. And nowadays when you're testing, because, yeah. you know, compared to the days when it was a death sentence, really, yeah. that or it was seen to be a death sentence, do you get the result from that testing? Is that much quicker now?
There's a few tests that can be done. So there's the rapid testing, which HIV Ireland does. It takes 60 seconds for one to know their result.
Wow.
And then there's the SH24, which you can order online through the sexual health website by the HSE. And also a person can present themselves to the hospital. But we have the 60 seconds, which it's a prick on the finger. And then within 60 seconds, you will know if yeah. you have HIV or not.
So are you out in communities testing people?
Yes, we are out in communities testing people. And actually, the mobile clinic is the target population is migrant community, people that are using substance or drugs, and people that are selling sex. So we go to these communities, and the people that are engaged or the people that are part of the outreach, they are from the community, like the migrants themselves. They're the ones who are part of the mobile clinic. So
yeah.
we all go out to do the testing. And some of them, because, you know, nowadays technology, WhatsApp, so they would be in WhatsApp groups, and they would be sending information to their friends and saying, you know, there's this testing that you can do, but also you can go online and order a test kit.
Yeah. Do you sometimes have to convince people to have a test they maybe don't want to know?
Yeah, sometimes we do. And sometimes it's also, sometimes it depends where the people are coming from, because, you know, education is vital. And what has been happening is when you look at HIV in the 80s in Africa, I'll talk about the migrants first. Mm. In Africa, it was more prone to the south of Africa than west of Africa. Oh. So a lot of people from the south of Africa are very conversant with HIV. A lot of people then from the West Africa, they're not really, they don't really associate themselves with HIV because it wasn't much in the West Africa than the South Africa. So when we go testing and we stop someone and we say, hi, we are providing free, because the services are free, we're providing free STI, you know, HIV, syphilis and hepatitis C tests, and they'll only take 60 seconds, you will find that most of people coming from the South, they will stop and say, oh yeah, let me do it. Mm. But a lot of people from the West, kind of like Africa, they tend to just go, I'll pass today. But then it's the information that you give them, because what our aim is, it's to test, yes, but also to give information to the people so that they can also give the same information to other people that they know.
Yeah.
Yes.
If somebody then is tested and they get a positive result,
yes,
which I assume is a hell of a shock when you get that, what happens after that?
Okay, so if somebody gets a positive reactive test, we are a team. So there would be someone who would be a support person. We will move the person within minutes to an area, to somewhere, or we just say, let's go for a walk, so that people don't kind of like start thinking, why is the person in there more than 30 minutes?
Yeah,
because you know, people very nosy, they would kind of like be looking and wanting to see, why did my friend take long? So it's all confidential, and we try as much as we can for us not to give people something to talk about when they're waiting. And we always want someone to be in the space for not more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So they will walk in, we do, they fill a form, just looking for their name, only the first name, because sometimes when we are asking for more information, they think, if it's migrants, they'll think we're taking information and maybe we want to pass it on somewhere else. But all we do is we just get their first name, because when they come to me, I'll actually address them by their name. Hi, Sean.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
And then we continue them. But when there's a positive reactive, we have referral pathways. We have all, we are connected, or we are linked in with all the hospitals that we do is we just take their mobile number and their email address, and we send that information to the hospital that they would like to avail, because some of them also are very particular with where they would like to go.
Yeah. Fair enough. But when you get to the hospital, if you're referred to a hospital, what happens to you in hospital? Is there, I assume it's not that onerous nowadays, that difficult?
No. At the hospital, actually, they're very quick, very, very quick. The moment we send information, within a day or two, they will contact the person. At the same time, we as HIV Ireland, who have tested and we've referred the person, we will be in touch with the person just to support them until they get to the hospital. And when they get to the hospital, then that's the hospital's responsibility. The only time they will engage with us is when they really need support more than what they're getting at the hospital, which is medication. Because most of the people, for them, it's the medication first. They want to get onto the medication in order for them to be okay, in order for them to be well. And after that, then they start looking for other support, like social support, where they can meet a group of people that are living with HIV, and they, you know, bond and they exchange information or just chats and sometimes coffees.
Yeah. And the medication, it's just a pill now. Is it just one pill a day?
Yes. Medication, sometimes they'll put you on two pills, or sometimes they'll put you on one pill. But the medication nowadays is once a day, most of the times, most of the people. It also depends with if they have other illnesses like comorbidities. People nowadays, they do have blood pressure. And also, it depends with what type of medication they've been put on. But I would say that it's not like carrying a bag like it used to be.
Yeah.
I remember some people saying, oh, I used to take about 20 something tablets a day. Nowadays, it's not.
Yeah. And does it matter when the person gets the diagnosis, how long they've had it for? As you say, if they've had it for 10 years or something, that the treatment might have to be a bit more intense.
Okay, so HIV can live in a person's body for 10 years or more. And in the 10 years, it fluctuates. So, sometimes today a person will be sick and then they'll be okay. But sometimes some people can just go through that whole 10 years without any illnesses. But at the same time, the virus is ravaging the body. The virus is actually destroying the immune system. And they will then be prone to infections whereby most of the times nowadays, because of the medication, the way it's made nowadays is like super. People are living a normal life just like everybody else. But when a person starts taking medication, the immune system starts growing back again. It starts rebuilding again. Yeah. Because what the medication does, it goes and protects the remaining CD4 cells. And then the virus will kind of like disappear. Because the virus depends on the CD4 cell in order for it to survive, in order for it to thrive. Mm. But if the CD4 cell has been covered, has been, bubbled, that means the virus cannot be able to infiltrate the CD4 cell. Therefore, the CD4 cell is protected and then the immune system starts building up again. So, with your question, I think when a person presents themselves late at the hospital, meaning their CD4 count is below 350, that if it's below 350, then, and if they don't have an opportunistic infection and they start medication, they will be back again.
They'll be back again.
Oh, yeah.
Can you reach a point where you don't need the medication anymore?
No. Have to take a medication every single day of their life until they find a cure.
Yeah.
But a person has to live on their medication every day. There's no break.
Yeah. And thanks a million for coming in to tell us about all that. That was fascinating. That was Anne Piercy there, a mobile testing coordinator at HIV Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2. On News Talk, conversation that counts.